Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, and the first movie is a DVD. It's Me and Earl and the Dying Girl. Well, high school is hard enough as it is, so when Greg's mom forces him to go spend the day with a girl with leukemia, well, everything changes for him, for her, and for everybody forever.
This is the story of my senior year of high school and how it destroyed my life.
Rachel Kushner has been diagnosed with leukemia.
That sucks.
I'm so tired of you treating this girl like she a burden.
It was the best of times, worst of times.
It's so much harder than I thought it would.
It was life.
This is one of those movies that's deceptively brilliant. Sure, yeah, the subject matter is a super downer and depressingly sad, but it's way more than that. In a masterfully clever way, it's mesmerizing, quirky, and it's real. It shows the exceptionalism of humanity, the vulnerability of our hearts, and our staggering ability for compassion. But of course, all that comes with some serious lessons of priority, selflessness, and love. In a world that's so seemingly messed up with people out there for themselves, a little reminder of what's really important in life is a good thing. It's not bad to have friends, it's not bad to show you care, and it's not bad to eat what others cook for you, except those special chocolate chip cookies, if you know what I mean. But when it's all said and done, if you do the right things, it'll be okay. So in our movie Night Traffic Light, Me and Earl and the Dying Girl on DVD is a green light. And now into a way less serious movie, it's Pan. Well, Peter has no idea, but something very special is waiting for him. His life changes beyond the imaginable when he's taken to Neverland. There, they're waiting for him to become the hero while he discovers his destiny.
Welcome to Neverland!
Are you brave, Peter?
I try to be.
Prophecy tells of a boy who would lead an uprising against me.
When you return, you'd unite our people against the pirates.
What if I failed to fulfill the prophecy?
If you don't believe Peter, then neither will they.
Now, there's no doubt that there's something to be said for staying young forever. You get to skip the whole, I need a job to pay for my house, my car, and all those wonderful new shoes I just bought thing. But staying 12 forever? That would mean never getting the chance to fight and claw my way into womanhood while learning the world is full of disappointment, ridiculous expectation, and goals that could never be met. Endless trials, tribulations, and sporadic turmoil? Okay, got it now. 12 sounds perfect. And for Pan, it's the adventure of a lifetime, surrounded by magic and endless possibilities and people who depend on him and care for him and make him feel a part of something epic. So if you're okay with being transported to where everything is possible and make you believe again, then this movie is for you. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.